Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf ayin dalud. The Mishnah tells us that in order to roast the carbon Pesach, they would use a shpud shel rimoin v'toich v'lusech piv ad beis nekuvosei. Now, what did they do with the krov as b'nei meyav? This machlek zeh b'yosei glilon or b'kiva. The Pasuk tells us that you have to be tzoyla the entire Karban Pesach, including Krav Ubnei Meyav. The question is, was that something that they placed inside the Karban Pesach, or did they do it on top of the Karban Pesach? Rabbi Yosi Aglila says, Noisin as Krav as Bnei Meyav L'soichai. You put it inside the animal. Rabbi Akiva says, that's like Bishol, Elotoylin Chutzaloi. Now we can understand Rabbi Kiva's taina. Rabbi Kiva is saying that you need to be tzoyla the Karban Pesach dafka al yidei ha'esh, kiyam tzli esh. If it's tzli al yidei davar acher, it's no good. And over here, since the fire is not being shoylet on the kura'ayim b'nei ma'ayim at all, it's only heating up the outside, the Karban Pesach, the animal that is holding these kura'ayim b'nei ma'ayim, so that's like tzli al yidei davar acher. It's no different than the case that the Mishnah says that if there would be a shpud shel mateches, a spit that's made out of metal, so there's a problem because the animal is being heated up through the heat of the metal as opposed to direct heat from the fire. So what does Rabbi Yosi Aglili say about this? And L'chai Rabbi Kiva's taina is correct. So the Tesis Rid says that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says a very simple response. If we were to say that any time you have meat that's inside an animal, it's considered tzli al yidei davar acher, then even when you have a large piece of meat, and there's nothing inside it, it's a regular piece of meat, but the inside of that piece of meat is not being touched by the fire. So why is that any different than the case of our Mishnah where you're putting the kra'ayim b'nei me'ayim inside? Al karchuch, says the Tosfos Rid, we do not say the yesod of tzli machmas davar acher when it comes to basar. Now, he doesn't say why we don't say that. He just says that we have a raya, because if you would say that, then the inner part of a piece of meat would also be considered tzli al yidei davar acher, and ein lo davar soif. Elavadai, says the Tosfos Rid, ein loimer gabi basar tzli machmas davar acher, and the only time that you say tzli machmas davar acher is like the case that we learned that if you have a shpud shel mateches, so the Karban Pesach is getting heated up by the piece of metal. Or the Mishnah says later that if some of the roitiv of the Karban Pesach dripped onto the cheres of the tanner that it was inside, then that roitiv becomes aser, because the roitiv is tzli al yidei davar acher, it was heated up by the walls of the tanner, and when it falls back into the Karban Pesach, the Pesach becomes aser, because that roitiv was nivla into the Karban Pesach, and you have blius asuris inside your Karban Pesach. The Tosfos Rid makes a point of saying that the reason why it becomes aser there is not because that roitiv goes and heats up the Karban Pesach, because like you just said, we don't say by basar tzli machmas davar acher. It seems that he has a yesod here about basar and even roitiv of basar, that since what's heating it up is basar itself, so it's the same item that's heating it up, that's not called tzli al yidei davar acher. It has to be something that is an entirely different metzius. It's possible that the Tosfos Rid holds that this is a yesod about the way that he travels through a piece of meat, as opposed to how he travels through charosim and metal and things like that. Meaning, it's possible that he holds that basar is just incapable of actually accomplishing what's called tzli by heating up another piece of basar. So we're offering two possible explanations to Tosfos Rid, because he's very ambiguous. He says, by basar, you don't say the yesod tzli machmas davar acher. One yesod may be because he holds that basar does not have the ability to heat up something, not basar and not roitva basar, and heat it up enough to make it be considered tzli. And that basically means that it's not really a conductor of heat like metal and other things. Metal and other things, we look at it like tzli al yidei davar acher, because once the metal gets heated up, we perceive the metal as being the agent that is heating up the Pesach. Masha'en kein basar, since it's not really a good conductor of heat, al karchach, the thing that's really heating up the meat that's inside is the fire itself. The meat itself does not have the koyach to accomplish tzli. And the other possibility is that he has a yesod about basar being the same item that you're trying to heat up, and that's not called sli machmas davar acher because it was a piece of basar, and it could be because we learned that from the parasha of tzli of a carbon pesach itself. Since by tzli of a carbon pesach, it's impossible for it not to be tzli machmas basar, like we mentioned, the inner part of the basar will always be heated up to some degree by the outer part of the basar. Therefore, the Torah clearly doesn't consider that to be a problem. The Torah only has a problem with tzli machmas, something totally foreign to the basar. But if it's the same item, then we don't have a problem of tzli machmas davar acher. It happens to be that the Tosfos Rid is taking sides in a machlokes rishonim later on daf ayin vav mid aleph. We just mentioned that one of the places where the Tosfos Rid says you see that you do say tzli machmas davar acher is if some of the roitiv drips from the carbon pesach onto a cheres and then it drips back into the carbon pesach. The Tosfos Rid says the problem over there is that that roitiv was heated up by the cheres, and that roitiv now will be nivla in the carbon pesach. The Tosfos Rid says it's not because when that roitiv gets heated up by the cheres, it then goes in turn and heats up the carbon pesach, because that wouldn't be a problem of tzli machmas davar acher, since it is roitiv. Now this is really a machloikis. The girsa that we have in the Gemara later, in Daf Ayin Vav Mid Aleph, is that when the roitev drips on the cheres then goes and heats up the roitev, and then says the Gemara, v'chihod the roitev a pesach, when the roitev goes back onto the carbon pesach, kamitvi pesach, machmas chamimusa de cheres. The pesach is being nitzla, it's being roasted through the chamimusa of the cheres, v'rachmona omer, tzli eish v'loy tzli, machmas davar acher. That is the way the Rabbeinu Chanana learns, that it's actually the roitiv is heating up the carbon pesach. Tosfos over there in Dibra Maschil Bishlama argues and says that you don't have to come on to that even. He says, V'kasha, the typical isha roitiv iser nivla bepesach. Once the roitiv is nesar from the cheres, so the roitiv itself is usser, and it's nivla into the pesach. And Tosfos actually says, V'nira, the harik ka'amra umitvi pesach a roitiv ka. It's going on the roitiv. Mir ka'amra machmas cheres. Because since the question of the Gemara is that it's mitvi machmas cheres, so it has to be going in the roitiv, because otherwise, yeah, pesach koi, it would have said that the pesach is mitvi machmas haroitiv. So according to the Rabbein Chananel's girsa, you see clearly that he did not learn like the Tosfos Rid, because the Tosfos Rid is saying that you never say with basar or with right of a basar tzli machmas davar acher. The Tosfos Rid is obviously learning like Tosfos' pshat. The truth is that Lashon of Rashi later is v'hader cheres umechamam le leroitiv dehavit tzli machmas davar acher, which means that Rashi tells us that the tzli machmas davar acher in the sugya there is like Tosfos. The problem begins when the cheres is mechamim to the roitiv, not at the later stage when the roitiv goes back onto the carbon pesach. Which means that the Tosfos Rid obviously is going b'shitas Rashi, as which he usually does. So this is one mahalach, how to understand the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva's problem with doing it Rabbi Yosef Glili's way is that it's considered tzli machmas davar acher, because the source of heat is not the fire itself, it's other basar. Rabbi Yosef Glili argues because he says that by basar, you do not say the psarn of tzli machmas davar acher. However, the Lashon Rashi in Dibra Maschukim in Bishlu Zeh, when he's explaining Rabbi Kiva's problem, he says, "Mshemevashel b'nei mea b'soichi k'moy b'soicha k'deira." And the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva himself is "Kimin Bishlu Zeh." Both Rashi and the Lashon and Mishnah don't seem to mention anything about the chesaron of tzli machmas davar acher. There are two chesaronis that one can have. One is called bishul, and the other is tzli machmas davar acher. The most basic difference between those two things is that tzli machmas davar acher is only in Isser Aseh, because it says ki im tzli eish. You have to eat the korban pesach tzli eish and not tzli machmas davar acher. Masha'en kein bishul. Bishul is an Isser, it's a lav. Vashol v'vushol b'mayim. Atoichlu v'menu no vashol v'vushol b'mayim. And what it sounds like from Rashi is that when you do it in this form, where you have the kra'ayim, the b'nei me'ayim, inside the animal, it is like inside a kedera. It conjures up the image of bishul. It looks like bishul. It almost sounds like it's only an iser d'rabbanan, that it's ke'ein bishul. It's not real bishul. You're not doing it in water. It's, at the most, it's what we call tzli keder. It's tzli that's being done inside a pot. But the point is that it's not a chsarin mitzad, that something else is providing it with heat. Rather, the chsarin is that it doesn't have the tzura of tzli. Tzli has to be exposed, and this is ke'ein kederit. Something gets inside the pot like bishul is usually done. once you say this, then there's no longer a question. The question that Tosfos Rid asked that should be the same as any other tzli that is inside a piece of meat. The inner layer of the meat is being heated up by the part outside of itself, because that's not doime to a kedera. That's one piece of meat. So the chesaron is not because tzli machmas davar achar, then we understand why you can't bring a raya from every case of tzli, that the inner part of the meat is the same problem as in our Mishnah. Now, of course, it's not muchach to say that what Rashi means is that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's an issa d'rabbanan. Kemin bishluzeh could mean, like we mentioned earlier, that there is a concept called tzli keder. This is machloikas tanoim on daf mem alef amid alef, whether tzli keder is being over the issa bashal mavushal or not. The Gemara says over there that the machloikas in the brisa between Rebbe and the Tanakama is whether the din of bashal mavushal includes tzli keder or not. And tzli keder is a problem, because even though you're not using water, you're not using any other liquid, but the meat gets cooked in its own roitiv, since it's inside a pot. So that cooking is called, it's called cooking, because you're using the roitiv of the animal to cook itself. So it's possible that they're arguing on a deraisa level, they're arguing whether tzli keder is considered a lav, a bashal mavushal or not, and therefore the same thing would hold true by inside an animal. It would get cooked by its own roitiv. Of course, it's not totally doime to tzli keder, because with tzli keder, the roitiv is held inside the pot. Mashen kein here, it gets absorbed into the rest of the animal that is surrounding it. So according to either of these two mahalchim in learning Shittas Rashi, we understand why it's not similar to a regular piece of meat, that the inner layers get heated up from the outer layers. Because the problem, according to Rashi, is that it's like bishul. So if it's a deraisidika bishul, then of course the inner layers of a piece of meat are not becoming this bashul. There's no roitiv that the inner part of the meat is getting cooked in. If what Rashi means is a dindra bonon, then it's very simple. Then it has to be what it looks like. It looks like a bishul when it's inside the animal, as opposed to a regular chaticha. The inner layers, of course, don't look like they're being cooked, and therefore it's not doime to bishul, it's not doime to kedera, and there's no problem. The Sfas Emes actually learns Bedas Rashi that he means a dindra abonon, and with this he answers akasha on Rashi in Chumash. Rashi al haTorah in Shmois Yud Beis Pasuk Tes on the words Roish al Krov al Kirboy says that you're supposed to be tele everything together, tele kuloi keechod im Roish im Krov im Kirboy bnei meiv noisin l'soicha achar adachosin. You see that he learns like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and the question is, says the Sfas Emes, usually the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaviroi. When Rabbi Akiva is arguing with another tana, we pass on Rabbi Akiva, provided that it's a single tana that he's arguing on and not the rabbim. So since he's arguing with Rabbi Yosi Aglili over here, why is it that Rashi is mefarish in Chumash like Rabbi Yosi Aglili and not like Rabbi Akiva? Says the Sfas Emes, because the pshat in the pasuk is really like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that it's supposed to be inside. That's the lechatchila way of doing it. Rabbi Akiva has a reason why midrabanan we came along and asked it and said don't do it that way, and because it's kemin bishluzeh, he tells us do it differently. And that's really meduyik in Rashi in our Mishnah as well, because Rashi in Dibra Maschel v'noisin es krov, which is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he says k'dichsiv tzli eish roish al krov kulei ke'echad mashma. So it's not mashma that he's learning that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili are arguing in the pshat in the pasuk, because Rashi only gives you one taich in the pasuk. He says that the mashmos of the pasuk kulei ke'echad mashma. It's just Rabbi Akiva comes along and says kimin bishluze, that it's like a bishul. So it's a dinder abona. Of course, if you learn not like this fasemis, like the other alternative we gave in Shitas Rashi, and that is that Rashi holds the fear of Akiva that you're actually doing a real bishul. Being inside a kedera is not the proper tzura of bishul, because it has to be exposed to the fire. Then you have to learn that kemin bishluze is Rabbi Akiva's way of knowing how to learn the pasuk. The pasuk says that the entire thing has to be tzli eish. So if we believe that something being enclosed inside the animal's body is not really called tzli eish, it's because it's kemin bishul, it's like something inside a kedera, then al karchach, when we learn the pasuk that says roishi al krov al kirboy, cannot mean that it has to be inside the animal. The Sfas Emes, however, is learning that it's not a machlokes on a deraisa level, it's just machlokes about a drabanon, and he has the Rashi and to back it up. Now, there's going to be a big nafkamina. If you learn like the Sfas Emes, so then if a person were to put it into the body of the animal, then he would still be yoitze the din tzliya, and the carbon pesach would be good. You could eat the carbon pesach because it's called tzliyesh. Master Enkin, if you learn that they're arguing on a deraisa level, so then you would not be yoitze. This would not be called tzliyesh. It's worthwhile to point out as well that according to the way the Sfasemis is learning, it comes out that the Torah, the way the Torah told you to do it, is Rosh Al-Krov Al-Kirboy, the way Rashi explains, Kuli Ke'echar, and it's supposed to be inside the animal. Comes along Rabbi Kiva and tells me that there's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan not to do it that way. This sounds very much not like the famous Taz, who says a few times in Yerideya, a Yisoid, that whenever the Torah says something is mutter, the Torah says beferish that something is mutter, the Chachamim will not come along and answer that thing with the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. One place the Taz says this is in Yerideya Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifkot and Aleph. And he also says the same Yisoid in Aruch Chaim Tov Kuf Pei Ches at the end of the Siman, Sifkot and Hey. The famous tzushtal of this idea is that we don't aser mila on Shabbos. There are dinim that we aser on Shabbos, like shofar you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, the mitzvahs lulav you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We know about the gzeira de rabba. The Gemara says in numerous places that Rabba says that there's a gzeira shemi avrenu dalad amas brishas arabim. The Taz asks, why didn't the Rabbanan say on Shabbos you're not allowed to do mila? The same gzeira that maybe a person is going to go dalad amas brishas arabim and try to learn how to do mila. The answer, says the Taz, is because since there's a special pasuk that says vayoyim hashmini, Yimol b'sar alos v'yoyim afilu b'shabbos, if the Torah went out of its way to say that something is mutter on Shabbos, the Rabbanu would never come along and make gzeira to aser it. Now, according to the way this Sfasemis is learning, Al-Karchach is saying that the din d'oraisa is to do it with the Kra'ayim and the B'nei Mi'ayim inside the animal. Otherwise, you wouldn't say that Rebbe Kiva is saying only a din d'rabbanan. You would say Rebbe Kiva is reading the Pasuk differently. That the Sfasemis is learning that Rebbe Kiva agrees to Rebbe Yossi's reading of the Pasuk, but he just makes it Gzeirah d'rabbanan. Now, if the way to read the Pasuk is that it should be inside, then the Rabbanan would not come along and make it Gzeirah that it looks like Bishul, because the Torah said b'feirish that this is the way you should do it. So according to his reading, we have a raya against the yisoid of the Taz. Al kol panim, so far we have three explanations as to what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili are arguing about in our Mishnah. According to the Tosis Rid, they're arguing about whether this is considered Tzli Aydei Dover Acher or not. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's not called Tzli Aydei Dover Acher because it's no different than any other piece of meat, and it must be that by Basar you don't say Tzli Aydei Dover Acher. He doesn't explain, by the way, why Rabbi Akiva holds that it is different than a regular piece of meat, but you could say that one piece of meat, it's one chetzah, it's one chaticha, and therefore that's not called Tzli Aydei Davar Acher, even though the inner layer is being affected by the outer layer. That's, we look at one chaticha as one entity, and Masha'en Kain, when you put the B'nei Me'ayim and the Kra'ayim inside the animal, so we look at that as Tzli Aydei Davar Acher, because we relate to them as two separate items. That's one explanation. The second explanation, Alpidus Sfasemis, is they're arguing about whether there's a din d'rabbanan to aser it because it's doima to bishul. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you do it the way that it says in the pasuk, which is put it inside. And Rabbi Kiva says that it looks like bishul, so therefore we don't want you to do it. And the third explanation we gave is that they're actually arguing how to read the pasuk, whether this is considered Tzlia or not. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's kemin bishul dehainu, that it doesn't have the tzura of regular bishul. When something is not exposed to the fire, rather it's enclosed inside something else, that is not considered bishul, that is not considered tzlia, that's considered bishul. And therefore, al karchach, when the Torah said roshi al karov al kirboy, could not have meant that you're supposed to put it inside the animal. It means you have to put it outside the animal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili obviously holds that this would fit the description of tzlia, and therefore he reads the pasuk Kipshuta. There is a fourth explanation that's mentioned by the Tzlach, and that is that everybody agrees how to read the pasuk. Roshi al krov al kirboy means inside the animal, and when Rabbi Kiva says kimin bishul uzeh, he doesn't mean that it's bishul mitzad hilchas karban pesach. As far as karban pesach is concerned, you did a proper tzliya. When he says kimin bishul uzeh, he's referring to a whole other issue, and that is the dam of the kraayim and b'nei me'ayim. We know that when you do tzli on something, then according to Shit Satoisfis, an hour you do not have to do malicha before you do the tzli to get rid of the dam. Usually you do malicha to meat in order to get rid of the dam before cooking it, but if you do tzli, shittas hatosis is that you don't have to do malicha because the tzli gets rid of the dam. Even Rashi, who holds that there is some level of malicha, but it's not the same malicha that you need for bishul, it's called malicha de tzli, it's a lower level of malicha. However, says Rabbi Akiva, that's all true when the entire animal is exposed to the fire. But if part of the what you're doing tzli on, namely the kra'ayim and b'nei me'ayim, which are not part of the animal, they were taken off of the animal and they're put inside the animal, if they're inside and they're enclosed, then that's kemin bishul, dahainu, the dam will remain inside the animal, and you will not be yoytze your chiyuv of getting rid of the dam. And so you're going to be over the iser of achilas dam. It's only when you roast a piece of meat, like regular tzli, that we say that all the dam comes out al yidei the process of roasting. Mashenker Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that just like with one big piece of meat, we say all the dam comes out, so too when you have these parts of the animal inside the animal, they'll all come out, and we look at it like we look at one large piece of meat. The Gemara brings down a brisa, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Kareyu Toch Toch, which means that this process of cooking it with the Kra'im and B'nai Me'ayim inside, Rabbi Shmuel used to refer to as Tuch Tuch, which is the expression that's used to describe Bishel, because that's the noise that is made when one cooks something inside a pot. Rabbi Tarfin Kareyu Gdimikulas. This, of course, is a quote from the Mechilta. Now, this would make a lot of sense in light of the Hesber that we gave earlier, that the problem, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Tzli Keder. If you learn that the problem is because the old Tzli Keder is no good, and who then, if you put it inside the animal, then we could say that Rabbi Shmuel's Lishitosei, because there is a Sugya. As we mentioned, at Daf Mem Aleph, over there, the Mechilta is brought down where Rebbe holds that Tzli Keder is no good, but the Tanakama, Rabbi Shmuel, is the one who authored the Mechilta, so we could assume that it was Rabbi Shmuel who said that Tzli Keder is okay. Since Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is that Tzli Keder is okay by the Karban Pesach, that's why he holds, like Rabbi Yosef Glili's Shita, that you put the Kra'ayim and B'nei Me'ayim inside the animal. The Gemara brings down another brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Izeu Gedim Mikulas de Aser Lecho Belele Pesach Bizman Hazeh. What is the tsura of the Gdi Mikulas that you're not allowed to eat nowadays? Nowadays there's a gzeira, we don't want it to look like you're eating kotcha bachutz. Therefore they assered eating a roasted piece of meat on Leil Pesach. So it has to be, says the brisa, Kol Shetzloi Kulei Ke'echad. You roasted it all at one time, then it looks like you're roasting a Karban Pesach. Nechtach Mimenu Aver. If a Aver was cut off of the animal, Nishlach Mimenu Aver, Ein Zeh Gdi Mikulas. That is not Aser because it doesn't look like the Karban Pesach. Tosis in Dibra Maschel Nechtach Mimenu Aver, Ein Zeh Mikulas, says, Nira L'Riva De Mitzvah L'Kalsoi. It is a mitzvah to roast the entire Karban Pesach all at once in one chaticha, but Tosfos says that if you didn't do it that way, then the Karban Pesach, it does not become pasul. Tosfos brings a raya that in such a case, the Karban Pesach would not become pasul. There's a gemara later on in the Peches Mebeis that talks about five people whose Karban Pesach got mixed up with each other, and you found that one of them has a mum, so one of them was not yoytze the chi of Karban Pesach. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what exactly we should do. One of the etzes the Gemara tries is to take another carbon. Each one should take a carbon. And he should say, if my carbon was the balmum, then this should be my carbon Pesach. And if my carbon was not the balmum, so I was already yoytze my chiyuv, this should be a regular shlomim. The Gemara asks, that's problematic, because on the tzad, that this is really being treated like a regular shlomim, this person is going to go and eat it, and the problem is that a shlomim has a chaz v'shoik. A chaz v'shoik is matnes kahuna, and he's not allowed to eat the chaz v'shoik of the kohen. So the Gemara says, well, what's the problem? Let each one take a kohen together with him to join his new chabura when he brings that carbon. And that way, the kohen will eat the chaz v'shoik. Tosfos asks, but wait a minute, even if you do that, you have to roast the Karban Pesach all at once. The chaz v'shoik belongs to the kohen. There's going to be blias going from the chaz v'shoik into the rest of the animal. Al-Kochach says, Tosfos, what you do is you cut it off, and that way you're not going to have blias going from the chaz v'shoik into the rest of the animal. So Tosfos proves from here that you're yoytze, you're chiyav, even if it's not fully one piece. Tosfos brings another raya from a brisa later that says, Chotch v'nosne al gabi gecholim, Rebbe Yoimer, Oimer ani shezet sli eish, Mashmash says Tosfos, Chotch legamri, that even though you cut up the animal and you then roasted it, it's still considered tzli. However, says Tosfos, Rashi pirishla kaman, Chotch shalehevdiloi, you did not sever those pieces from the animal. So therefore, the mashmos is that Rashi does not agree to Tosfos' chiddush that your yoitz the din tzliya if it was cut up. How then will Rashi get out of Tosfos' raya from the case of the chaz v'shoik? Tosfos has a very good taina that the chaz v'shoik, if you don't cut it off, there's going to be bli is going from the chaz v'shoik into the rest of the animal. So one teretz we could say is that since there's not really an issa d'oraisa involved, because this is min b'minoi, the blias that go from the chazav shoken to the rest of the animal is only min b'minoi. So even if there's not going to be shishim keneged those blias in the rest of the animal, there's still batal m'oraisa. It's just that there's a din d'rabbanan that you need shishim. It could be that in such a case, since they have no other eitza, lo yamiru d'vivreim, the rabbanan did not keep their takana that you have to have shishim. The sefer Avram Yogel, he gives this teretz to defend Rashi. Another teretz we could give is based on the kasha that the Tzlach asks on the Tosis. The Tzlach asks, why are you worried about blias going from the chaz v'shoik into the rest of the animal? We all know that the most that when you don't have water, the most that you can aser through the process of tzli is kedei netila, because water makes blias go throughout the meat. Masha'en came when you do tzliya, so the chaz v'shoik will give blias, but only up until kedei netila, which is a very small amount, so you won't eat that part. So we could say Rashi agrees to this teretz of the Tzlach. Now the Tzlach says that the reason why this is not a kasha on Tosfos is because Tosfos could answer that although it's true that in regular tzliya you're only mechuyev to take off kedei netila, but that's only if the meat is kachush, if it's not fatty meat. Since, says the Tzlach, it's a mitzvah to take a fatty animal, a shmeina, just like you find a chatas, you're supposed to be in chatas shmeina. He says the same thing would be true by all other karbanis, and therefore the karban pesach would be the same. You should bring one that's fat. And in such a case, the chelev is mefapeh. It goes throughout the rest of the meat and would aser the entire thing. The Chasam Sofer even adds, if you, even though you could be yoytze with a behemah kusha, with an animal that does not have so much fat, but how would you go and tell a kayin to come and join your chabura and take a bidyeved type of carbon? Another teretz we could give for Shitas Rashi is based on the Or Chodosh, who asks a kasha on Tosfos as well. He says that why is there a problem with the Chaz V'Shoik? We have a very simple Eitzah. The Yisraelim in this Chabura should eat from the Kaved, from the liver. Because the halacha is that the Kaved is Oyser V'Enei Nesar, which means that other things do not Aser the Kaved. The Kaved can Aser other things. It's Oyser, blias go from it and Aser other parts of the animal. But the Kaved does not receive blias from other places. So he actually asks this as a kasha on Tosfos. So according to Rashi, we could say that the Eitzah was that the Yisraelim would take the piece of the liver. The reason why, according to the Archadosh, Tosfos doesn't agree to this Eitzah, says the Archadosh, is because Tosfos themselves say in Dibra Maschul Keboiloi that you would be moilich the kovet, you have to salt the kovet. And in the event that you salt the liver, then the liver loses its dam. And the whole reason why the kaved is not beileh from other places, because it's torid lemifla dami, it's busy getting out its dam, and it doesn't have the ability, it's saturated, it cannot go and be beileh from other places. But if you already salted the liver, so then you minimize the amount of dam that's in the liver, and then it does get blias from other places. So Tosfos Lishitasim could not say this Eitzah. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbah, hai mulyasa sharya. Mulyasa is any stuffed chicken or stuffed meat where, as Rashi explains, you put chopped meat or the like in between the basar and the atzamas. And Rabbah is coming to be mechadish that this is mutter. Rashi explains, even if the basar that you put inside was only salted to the extent that you salt tzli. This is a very big discussion between Rashi and Tosfos here. Tosfos is of the opinion that you need not do any malicha in order to get rid of the dam before doing tzli, because tzli extracts all the dam. Rashi shita is seemingly that there needs to be some level of malicha for tzli. It's lower than the level of malicha that you need for bishul, but you need to do a minimal malicha. You have to do malichas tzli, according to the Pashat Pshat in Rashi. And the point of Rabbah is to say that although you did only minimal malicha, still it's mutter, because the dam eventually, as the Gemara explains, will go out of this animal through the rest of the basar that's surrounding the miloy. Tosfos understands that there was no malicha whatsoever, but it's also not a problem, because since Tosfos holds that tzli gets rid of the dam, so again, the dam will go through the animal, as the Gemara explains. The Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah, because it says, Noisin es karov es b'nei me'ev l'soichoi, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So the Gemara says, my taima, la mishim damrina kaboy l'kach poltei. Isn't the reason because we say that it travels, it'll go through the animal. The surrounding meat will absorb the dam, and then it will be poilet that same dam, and it'll go out. The Gemara says there's no raya, since over here you have the Beis HaShchita, the Mechalchel, Medev, Daivi, the dam will flow out, and therefore there's no raya from here to a regular case of Mul Yisa. The Tzlach proves from this Gemara, Lefi Shitas Rashi, that it is usher to salt the Karban Pesach. What is his raya? He starts with a question. What exactly is the Gemara's raya from our Mishnah to the case of Mul Yisa? Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where you salted the Karban Pesach before starting the tzlit process. It's true that in the case of the Mul Yisa, we're worried about the dam coming out, but that's like we explained, you didn't do any melicha prior to the tzli, or even if you did melicha, like Rashi says, you did only minimal melicha, you did melicha's tzli. But our Mishnah, we could be mukim, that you did a full melicha before you even started the tzli. Must be, says the Tzlach, that it's usher to do melicha to the Karban Pesach. And that's how the Gemara knew that we're not talking about a case where the person did melicha already to the Karban Pesach, because you don't do melicha to a Karban Pesach. And the reason, says the Tzlach, is because melich kereseach. The Gemara says, and if you place melich kereseach, kavish kemavushal, since melich is kereseach, when you salt something heavily, then it is like it is reseach. So that's a problem to do to the Karban Pesach, since the Karban Pesach has to be tzli eish. You need to do tzli dafka al yidei the fire. If you do melicha prior to the tzli, then you are preempting the tzli eish with a different type of tzli, dahainu meliach kereseach. Now this is a big shaila, because even though the Gemara says meliach kereseach, generally speaking, that is a klal that's used legabe blias, to say that just like something that is tzli, blias go from one chaticha to another chaticha, it goes into the kedei klipa, kedei Natila, the same thing holds true when you do melicha. Because melicha is a valid way of drawing out the blias that are inside something. But to say that melich kereseach, that it's considered like tzli, and there would be a problem with regards to the din of tzli eish with the Karban Pesach, is a very big chiddush. However, this issue is a machloikis. The Ran, in the end of Avodah Zarah, he brings down a Ramban. The Ramban is talking about whether you have to kasher something that was beileya, if it was a kli sheni, if it was beileya from Isser. And the Ramban says you have to kasher it, and he says that there's a raya. He says even when you salt something inside a kli, blias go and you have to kasher that kli. Even though, says the Ramban, a person is not chayev if he does meliach on Shabbos. Even though meliach is kereseach, it's like it's boiling, it's like you're cooking something, but it's not something you'd be chayev on Shabbos mishum bevashel. Says the Ramban, you see that meliach is lower than a klisheni. I suppose he means that certain things could become nisbashel in a klisheni, and nevertheless you never find that a person would be chayev mishum bevashel in meliach kereseach. Therefore, says the Ramban, you see that meliach is less and still needs to be kashered, so to, in a cliche, it has to be kashered. Says the Ran, what's your raya that a person's not chayim mishum mevashel? There is a Gemara that says that when a person salts meat for a long trip, he's not chayiv. Says the Ran, that Gemara is not talking about whether you're chayim mishum mevashel or not, it's talking about whether you're mechayim mishum ma'abed, the malacha that governs salting skins for ibud, oiris, but that's not something that would tell us anything about bishel. Mevashel, it sounds like the Ran is saying that you're right, you're potter, you're not chayv mishum ma'abed, but you would be chayv mishum mevashel, even though melich kereseach is a rule that usually is used only legabe extracting dam, extracting blias. The Ran seems to be saying, though, that you would be chayv on Shabbos mishum mevashel. So that would be a siyua to the theory of the Tzlach, that a person who were to do melich before tzli would have a problem with the Karban Pesach. Now the Tzlach only says this b'shitas Rashi, because if you look at Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Keboile Kach Poltoi, Tosfos says according to one Teretz that they actually did salt the Karban Pesach before doing the Tzliya. At least according to the Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglidli, that they put it inside the animal to get out of the problem of the dam. But I'll call upon him b'shitas Rashi. That's what the Tzlach wants to say. Aside from the Ran and Avodah Zarah, there may be another shita that we can say holds like this shita of the Tzlach. The Melich Kereseach is not something that is limited to Hilchas Blias, but rather it is negeh other places where we need it to be Reseach. And that is a machloikas that's brought down in Yerodea, Simon Kofei, Sif Yud Aleph. It's also brought down in Simon Tzadik Aleph in Yerodea. And it's mentioned by the Beis Yosef in Simon Ayin as well. That is the machloikas Rishonim, as to whether the rules of Tata Gavar and Ila Gavar are true Legabi Melicha also. Dahainu, there is a machloikis when you have a hot piece of meat that is placed underneath a cold piece of meat. We pass in Tata Gavar, so the hot piece that's on the bottom gives its blias to the piece that's on top. It actually heats up the piece that's on top of it. There's a man yamar holds Ila Gavar that you look at the upper, the piece that's on top. The question is this true also l'gabim aliyach kereseach? The Rashba's shita is that the same thing would hold true l'gabim aliyach kereseach. You would have the rules of ilah and tata. Tosfos and the Rosh brought down by the Bishayis over there both hold that the din of ilah and tata is only said with the chaim of fire, but not with regards to the chaim that's generated through malicha. Now, according to the Rashba, it sounds like that he understands malich kereseach not to be only a way of extracting blias, but rather a real resicha. And that's why you have the same rule that the bottom piece will heat up the top piece. The Sfasemis over here in our sugya argues on the Tzlach. He holds that it's not true, that Melich Kresech is only a rule that is said legabe blias and has got nothing to do with the din of Tzli by the Karban Pesach, so there would be no problem with being Melech the Karban Pesach before doing the Tzli. In the Sefer Minchas Asher and Psachim, Simon Ayin, he has an interesting taina on the Tzlach. He says, even if you'll tell me that by salting it, it becomes Tzli Alidei Davar Acher, it still would not be Usher afterwards to go and roast the Karban Pesach, because after doing something called Melichei Kereseach, you could also have a Tzli. What's the problem? It's true, he says, that when you do bishul to meat, the Gemara says in Daf Mem Alpha Mem Aleph that it's impossible afterwards to go and do tzliya. It's already mevushal. He said that's because there's a special psul called mevushal by the Karban Pesach, and once it's chalad in mevushal, this is mevushal. And that's not going to go away through tzli. However, something gets usser, not because it's mevushal, but rather because it's considered tzli machmas davar acher, he says you can go now and do the tzliya. And he brings a marshal from the Minchas Chinuch and Minchas Mitzvah Zayin who says that after a person is mevashal b'chamei tveria, it's possible that you can do the tzliya afterwards. And even though he says the Minchas Chinuch is mesupik about that, whether you say tzliya achar bishul, but in this case, where it's malicha first, afterwards, you for sure can do tzliya and make it into tzli eish, and we say there is tzli after malicha. The Gemara tries to bring a raya to the yisoid of Rabbah, that keboilei kach potoi, and that's why the mul yisoid is mutter, from a braisa that says, halev koiroi umoitzi es domoi. The din is with the heart of an animal, you are supposed to tear it open, and then you're moitzi the dam. Loi koroi, if you didn't do that, koiroi la'achar bishuloi. Now, how does that help? How does it help to do kriya achar bishuloi? It's going to be nivlin there. You're not going to get the dam out. Must be, says the Gemara, that we say kebole kach potei. And Rashi explains that according to this havamin of the Gemara, we're talking about a case of tzli, not kriya achar bishuloi. The word bishul can sometimes mean tzli. The Gemara answers, shiny lave the shia. The lave is different because it is smooth and slippery. It's not boileya very easily. And according to that maskana, Rashi explains that even by real bishul, it would be mutter because it's not really beileya. Tosis in Dibra Maschil, Shiny Lev Deshia, brings down the shita of the Riva, that although the Gemara is saying here that lev is different because it's shia, it's smooth, that's only legabe dam. Dam is a substance that is not easily absorbed anyway into something. It's samach, it's thick, and therefore when something is slippery or smooth, we say that it's not boileya. However, le'inyan shamnunis, if you have a fatty type of iser, then it's mefapea, it goes into the lave, even though it's shia. With this, Tosfos is miyashiv, why we don't find that the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier, it's a Mishnah in Trumas, that says by the kaved, the liver is one of the things that's oyser ve'enei neser. It assers other things because it imparts its own blias to other things, but it's not neser because it doesn't absorb things. So the liver is one of the things, and the lave is not mentioned there. Why don't we mention the lave in that Mishnah? So Tosfos answers because it is neser. If you have something that's mefapea, like shamnunis, then it is capable of assering the lave. It's only the kaved, which the reason why it's not boileya is not because it's smooth and it can't be boileya things because of the surface. Rather, there's a special yisoy that since it's torid, lemiflat, since it is busy being poilet, getting out its blias, it's not boileya.
However, the Ri argues, he says, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole teretz the Gemara gives, Shani Lev Deshia, is only the Chuya Ba'alma, because we paskin like Rabbah who says, Kabbalah Kach Polte. The Gemara was trying to just get out of the Raya to Rabbah. The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya to Rabbah from the Lev. The Gemara says, you can't bring a Raya because Lev is different than it's Shia, and therefore there's no Raya to the Yisrael of Kabbalah Kach Polte. But once you know about the Yisrael of Kabbalah Kach Polte, then you don't need to come on to the Yisrael of Shani Lev Deshia. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, we don't have to be mechalik le'inyan shiny lev d'shia. According to the teretz of shiny lev d'shia, we don't have to be mechalik between dam and shamnunis. It's possible that when you have the yisod of shiny lev d'shia, the lev is not even b'leia shamnunis. And if you'll ask me, then what's the pshat in the Mishnah that lists kaved as something that is oyser ve'enei nesar and not lev? The answer is because l'maskana we get rid of the teretz of shiny lev d'shia. So it comes out that we have two shittas brought down by Tosfos as to whether l'maskana we go at the time of Shani Lev D'Shia, or the reason why you're allowed to be koireya, the lev, after Bishuloi is because of Kabbalah Kach Poltei. And of course it's going to be a big nafgamina, as is Mavur and Rashi, like we mentioned earlier, that if you go with the Tam of Shaina Lev D'Shia, then there's a heter even La'achar Bishul, even if you're Mavashal B'Kedera. Masha'en Kain, if you don't go with the Tam of Shaina Lev D'Shia, rather, the Tam of Kabbalah Kach Poltei, like Rabbah, then it's only true by Tzli. You don't say Kabbalah Kach Poltei by a Kedera because it goes straight back into the Lev. Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuftes Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschel HaLev, explains the Mishnah based on the Maskon of the Gemara over here. The Rashi says, Shaina Lev D'Shia, he brings down the fact that we say, Besori Eine Nesha Shalev Cholaku, Ve'ene Beileya, V'achinam Armina B'Psachim Shaina Lev D'Shia. Even in our sugya, you could tell that Rashi considers the usage of Kabbalah Kach Poltei only as a havamina, and the maskana is Shaina Lev D'Shia, and for good reason. Because as it's clear in Rashi, you have to be matchik the lashon of the braisa, which says, Kore la'achar bishuloi, and you have to explain, according to the havamina of the Gemara, that bishuloi doesn't really mean bishul, it means tzli. Like Rashi says that the word tzli is also called bishul, but it's definitely much more pasha to learn in the Braisa that we're talking about La'achar Bishulei Mamish. And the only way to learn that way is if you go with the Maskana of Shani Lev D'Shia. It happens to be a big machlik. Rishonim, the Torah brings down the sheet of the Rambam that holds like Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Tam, of course, that's brought down by our Tosfos. And Beis Yosef brings the Rishima of Rishonim that hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran, the Ramban, the Magid Mishnah, the Raivad, and the Mardcha. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Beis. If Beis paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only true by Tzliya, Avalim Bishle, Bli Kriya, Osir, because we don't paskin like the Svara of Shani Lev D'Shia. We learned that there's a machloikis between Abaya and Rabbah, whether Mul Yisa is Mutter or not, meaning that they argue whether you say Kabbalah Kach Poltei or not. The Gemara explains that the one that's Matir, the Hainu Rabbah, would be Matir even if the opening of the Mul Yisa is upward, and the one that aser is, meaning Abaye, would aser afilu pume letachas, even if the opening of the Milyasa is on the bottom. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Mando Asar explains that even though we learned before that when we ask the kasha from the Mishnah, from the case of the Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, don't you see that we say the Yisrael of Kabbalah Kach Poltei? The Gemara says, no, Shani Beis Hashkita de Mechalchel, and the blood flows out. And like Rashi explained before, since it's hanging and the Beis Hashkita is Lamata, the Dam has a place to go out because there's an opening of the Beis Hashkita. So Tosfos asks, why then should Abaye Aser, if Abaye can agree to what it says in the Mishnah, that with the Beis Hashkita being open and the Pesach hanging upside down, the Dam will go out, and therefore he doesn't have to agree to the Yisrael Kabbalah Kach Poltei and still be Matir. So the Mul Yisa, he should also be Matir in a case that the opening of the Mul Yisa is on the bottom. Why is it that Manda Aser, Aser Afilu, Puma Letachas? Tosfos answers, Shaini Hosam Shachalal Rachav B'Yoyser. It's a very wide opening, and it's not similar, Leidami Lepuma de Mul Yisa. It's not the same as the case of the Mul Yisa where the opening is not as large. The Chassam Sofer offers an alternative answer to Tosfos' teretz, and it's a beautiful answer, and it's based on what we mentioned earlier. We already mentioned the kasha that the Tzlach asks, that how could you say that there's a raya from our Mishnah that Kabbalah Kach Poltei? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where you did Melicha on the Kra'ayim and the B'nei Me'ayim before you did the Tzliya. And if you did Malicha, there's no longer any Dam. So what's the Kasha from our Mishnah? The Chassam Sofer's answer to that question is that that may be true, that most of the Kra'ayim and B'nai Me'ayim, if you did Malicha to them, that would get rid of the Dam, and then there would be no problem to be Tzolit afterwards. However, there is one part of the Kra'ayim B'nai Me'ayim that there would be a problem with, and that is the Kavid. The liver, you cannot do Malicha to, you can't get out the Dam al Yidei Malicha. So the Raya from the Mishnah is that since the Kavid is included in the Kra'ayim B'nai Me'ayim, and if the Mishnah allows you to do Tzliya in such a way, even though you didn't do Malicha, and Malicha doesn't help for the Kavid, so you see that we say the Yisod of Kabbalah Kach Polti. That's how he explains the Gemara's Raya to Shitas Rabba. Says the Chassam Sofer, Abaye would never have a problem with the Kavid, because Abaye L'shitasa in Chulin Daf Kuf Yoram Abayis, Abaye holds that the Dam of the Kavid does not become Aser at all. Memela, there's no kasha from the Mishnah, and there's no raya according to Abaye that kibbol kach polte, because again, we could still be talking about a case where you did melicha to the rest of the kraim of bnei me'ayim, and according to Abaye l'shitasa, there's no kasha from the kaved, so there's no raya that you see from the Mishnah that kibbol kach polte, and therefore we don't need the answer of the Gemara that the beis hashchita is mechalchel. So Memela says the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara explains that man de aser Abaye who asers the mul yisa would aser even if the mul yisa the opening of the Mul Yisa is on the bottom. You'll ask me that how could that be? You see from the Mishnah that Beis HaShchita Mechalchal, that's not true. From the Mishnah you don't see anything. Since according to Abaye L'shitasoi, the Mishnah does not show Kibbol Kach Polte on any level. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you did Malicha, and the Kavi doesn't bother us, so even from the Kavi we don't have a Raya that the Yisoid of Mechalchal would work. So the opening of the Mul Yisa is no different than the opening of the Beis HaShchita.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.